Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Let's do it, Dan!
Ang susunod na palabas ay Rated PG.
If I still got connects in the streets on the west, your money long, tell me why do you seem unimpressed? Since 16, the kid been getting stacked. Fall and crawl, the lesson is I get it back. I got a helipad, rooftop helipad. Did your answer, you can run, tell them that. Got robbed, you got stacked, you got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. So hard, I'm getting bread, I'm on my job, I beat the Fed, I'm new school, put an old song in a new coupe, with some old hoes.
Oh yeah, we run the street, hustle cause we wanna eat, he ain't talking money, nigga, you don't wanna talk to me, conversation calls, I don't know, told you talking cheap, niggas asking questions and the mess is what they wanna see.
If I'm staying independent and signed to a major, would I value more fame or grinding this paper? Will I ever come back when I'm finally famous? When I sign, will I finally silence the haters? Home is home, I will never forget that. Money is money, I forever will get that. Critics is critics, they gon' stay on their job. Although I ain't Drake, they can expect a response.
Got bars, you got stacks, you got cars, you got that. Stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. Got bars, we got stacks, you got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that.
They say the loudest is the weakest. I've been trying to warn y'all. Never speak about your dealing, shit, and got it so wrong. The only thing that they know is that my money's so long. The only thing that they know is that my money's so long. I seldom give them the facts. The process often outweighs the way that they give them back. Although what they understand is when I'm giving them stats, and I admit it to win it, you can run to tell them that.
We got broads, we got stacks, we got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. We got broads, we got stacks, we got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that.
All right. You up in here once again on expensive content with the God Hey Rule. You know what I'm saying? And lurking in the background somewhere operating the machinery that runs this joint. You know what I'm saying? Is First Lady Tweety B. You know what I'm saying? That was Triune. And you can follow him over there at I-T-R-U-I-N-E. You know, he's a Fam Entertainment affiliate. know what I'm saying? So y'all go do that, man. Support him. He support us. Like I said, this is about networking. We support y'all, supporting us, supporting y'all. You know what I'm saying? So get on that. All right, now, man, a whole lot has been going on, you know what I'm saying, this last week in the news. You know, they done started the Blade Runner trial. You know, he doing a whole lot of crying and throwing up and all kind of crazy stuff, but don't nobody really know what's going on with that. You know what I'm saying? He claimed that he innocent, and nobody really knows. All we know for sure is that accidentally, on purpose, he shot his girl through a bathroom door, and that she's gone. And however that play out is how it play out. So, you know, we're going to be staying tuned in on that, because, you know, news is news. Also, you know what I'm saying, I found something a little funny. I was online the other day, and I noticed that some chick called in 911 complaining that her weed man had sold her some buckwheat. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking like it had to be like some fire or something, because if it was fire enough to make a call 911, you know what I'm saying? I hope the weed man don't get busted, man, because I know he got some happy customers out there, man, who will be suffering in his absence. You know, but on a more serious note, man, you know, they just had a stabbing at a high school, you know, which brings to mind, you know, a show that they did over on Grindhard Radio. They did a show about bullying and the anti-bullying campaign. Unfortunately, you know, I was unavailable at the time, but right now, think about it, man, it's become a very serious issue, because it's not like, you know, several years ago, kid get bullied, you know, maybe he get his brother, you know, they catch the dude at the school, beat the dude up, what have you. You know what I'm saying? Now it's being taken to a whole nother level. You know, children are being bullied, feeling isolated, staying at home, playing these video games, getting caught up in these revenge fantasies and different things like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that their actions or how they deal with their problems is justified. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a, you know, dude hit me, I hit him back type of person myself, but, you know, this is like a whole nother level, and something has to be done about it. I mean, it's like I'm not with a whole bunch of parents, like, putting their hands on other people's kids, but a dialogue must be had, and the ones that they have is really not helping as far as, like, you know, the zero tolerance for the bullying. I mean, it's like you got to get to the root of things. You know what I'm saying? It's like boys, they mess with other boys. It's what they do. It's how a pecking order is established. It's ingrained in their nature. However, I would say that the internet, you know, a lot of these social networks, a lot of this, these video games, they have desensitized us to the reality of, you know, what violence and what feelings and emotions are. You know what I'm saying? It's like I have a lot of friends, they don't talk on the phone. They mostly text message people. And I notice, you know what I'm saying, they always talk about they mad at somebody or argument. I'm like, how do you know? I mean, the context is not there. And so people don't learn context. And this is something that has to be taught to the kids, that context. You know what I'm saying? A joke is a joke when it's funny and everybody can laugh. But when you constantly badger or beat somebody down and make them feel like they less than, this is not a joke. You know what I'm saying? This is affecting that person. And the thing about it is we all have an inner self. Sometimes that person is suicidal. Sometimes that person is homicidal. Sometimes that person is a combination of both. We all deal with problems differently. Now, I know that, you know, maybe the way that I'm talking about the situation may not be how everybody else would talk about it, but somebody really needs to start reaching out to these kids. You know what I'm saying? It's like it links into, like, fathers, man. It's like, you know, pussy is a good thing, but it's consequences to it. And if you have a kid, man, you know what I'm saying, man, you got to step up, man, and take care of your kid, man, because these are the consequences. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I personally couldn't live with myself if I had neglected the child, what have you, and that child had hurt somebody because they didn't have proper guidance in their life. So I'm simply saying, man, that we need to come together, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of dudes out here in these streets that have influence but don't have motivation to reach out to these younger kids, because it's not the word I'm looking for. Not economically beneficial to them. And I'm not saying that they necessarily looking to get paid, but it's like when you take time off from what you're doing in order to help somebody, a lot of people feel that there should be some benefits. Me personally, I see benefit, man, in the next generation of, you know, young men, young women, growing up to be young men and young women and not have these tragedies becoming even more common. I mean, it's like school shootings, school stabbings, you know. And it's like, who teaching the kids? Because now it's like all of the teachers are sleeping with the students in some way, shape, form, or fashion. We got madness going on around here. You know what I'm saying? So people need to try to, you know, take some time out your day, man. Sit down and talk to your kids, man, about real life shit. You know, don't water it down, man. Don't let your kids, you know, you done limit them off of everything but Facebook and Twitter, man. People bullying on Twitter. You know what I mean? It's easy to create a profile and say whatever you want to say to somebody without the repercussions, man. You know what I'm saying? It's no retaliation, no response. And so it becomes common. It becomes easy. So it's easy to walk through the school hallway and say something to somebody or talk to somebody again, somebody in a different fashion. If your out-of-school life, if your own the internet life is crazy, you know what I'm saying? I don't engage personally in arguing or having any type of serious, like, disputes with anybody on the internet because 9 times out of 10, if a person is arguing with you and acting crazy and they got a profile of a 35-year-old black man, chances are they probably are, you know, 12, 13, 14-year-old black, white, Mexican, Asian, Hispanic, little boy or girl. You know what I'm saying? If you're thinking, this is strange, this person acts like a child, it's possible that they are, you know. And I ramble a little bit because that's how I do. So many things bounce around in my head like that. But my point is, if you have a child, talk to your child about life, about real life. Talk to them about how to deal with problems because conflict resolution, man, is a part of everyday life. Talk to your children, man. If you got friends or if you got a female friend that has a son and his father is not in her life, man, I'm not asking you to try to be his dad, be his friend. Talk to him about conflict resolution, man. I mean, the saying that it takes a village, man, really has a deep context, man. And, you know, we have become so caught up in being ourselves and being individuals and chasing off that pair of Jordans to be like everybody else but not to interact with everybody else. We have to reestablish that village mentality and be more of a us and less of an I so that we can try to reach out, man, and make changes because if we don't, you know what I'm saying, it's like a lot of people. I'm not, you know, one of those verbatim Bible people, man, you know what I'm saying, but I believe that the Bible has a lot of lessons in there that can be taken. Just the Quran has a lot of lessons. This is the Torah has a lot of lessons. So I don't want to get caught up in religious conflicts. Don't be hitting me up talking about the Bible or the Quran or the Torah versus this and versus that because that's not what I'm on. I'm saying there are life lessons in there, and they teach you that if you do these things will happen. If you don't do these things will happen. The lesson to be taken from that, man, is that we don't reach our children before they have children, and their children have children, then we'll be living in a world of lost people and lost souls. So on that note, man, we're going to get into some music. We're going to come back, man, and I'm going to try to get on a lighter note or something, man. You know, maybe talk about politics or some sex or relationships or something, man. You know what I'm saying? Hit me with something, man, uplifting, and let's try to get somewhere with this, man. Maybe a little...
Roll up.
There we go. That boy Jacob. Follow him
at Jordan Short, Cushion 2K, I ain't going out, I'm kicking it for today, I'm gon' cop a 8, I'm gon' kiss the sky, call my chick over, and we gon' sip some wine, yeah. She gon' tell me about her day, I'm gon' tell her about her night, she gon' get up in that kitchen, she gon' get a nigga right, I'm gon' keep playing my game, I'm so deep off in my season, and she ain't even tripping, cause she ain't got a reason, and she can cook her ass off dinner served, I go to work, take that girl up to the bedroom, then I have myself dessert, yeah, hit it, light her up like I do my trees, yeah, hit it, light her up and kick up my feet, I'm off that, yeah, cush. In 2K, yeah,
I'm off that I'm off that I'm off that
I'm off that
I'm off that
I'm off that Kush and 2K, so that 2K just dropped.
When I ain't got no Xbox, that 2K just got copped. Cause my girl son got an Xbox, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. They both sleep, but I'm posted. Cause most of the time when they awake, I'm probably online promoting. But the notion that I never relax, I find annoying. I'm a human being that happens to rap. Then recorded, and sometimes I choose to unwind, not to get loaded, but to stuff it in the peace pipe and smoke it. It's ibuprofen for my migraine. So as you can guess, that indica kush is probably my strain. I give it a puff, I'm in the garage and it's the right aid. But that high will spoil probably outside, cause it's like the ice age. So politely I return to the room, find the controller, plug it in like a glaze scented oil. And all I really need is like an hour on the box, with my Lakers posting up the White Howard on the block. I'm off that, 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 I'm off that.
I'm off that 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 I'm off that
thinking of Brooklyn. These thoughts that I got going through my head, coming from my perspective, growing up, you know. Shout out to all my people out of Maryland, Far Rockaway, Queens, Brooklyn, New York. Dub on the track, let's go. 74 born, Brooklyn Hospital, St. John's, Wearfield Street, mostly raised by my grandmoms and Mr. Softy truck selling cups for a penny. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all people, I had plenty. Shouts to the greenhouse, now it's a different color. Key to my baby sister, salute my older brother. And learning came with a price with a few minor rules. In other words, Bushwick, Tilden, Jefferson High School. That's just to name a few. But since I'm still on it, Lane, Lincoln, Erasmus too. And boys and girls, love and respect you too. No hesitation to educate makes the best you. Salute to you and Miss Jackson, y'all true role models, who teach these kids there's no need to keep their thoughts bottled. I guess they say that's just the definition when we say we love to spread love, cause it's the Brooklyn way, hey.
Chili with enough bail money to free a big Willie.
Haha, Brooklyn. 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 Yeah. The home of Air Jordan, the home of M.O.P. Kane and Jigga, and big only makes it bigger. As I stand here up in this Brooklyn cyclone, to be real, being broke is childish and I'm quite grown. It's mad new ways to define it, that's why I threw that line in, to show I'm in precision, I do it with perfect timing. I remember the days back when the Dodgers owned the diamond. That's just the thoughts I'm having while reminiscing, reclining. And what y'all call the floor seat, I know it as Canarsie. The 96 in Conklin, 100 and J
days apart me. From 211 Park to Renton Avenue, LD. At 540 Ashford, 463. From Utica to Pickin to Putnam and Cornelia. I travel down to Atlantic to parlay at the Barclay. D&D and Kmart, Gate Thea and Mo Holla, Bugs Ron, Rick and my people that's out and far Rockaway. Now that's what I call family. Salute my brother King Born, never ever forgotten. Your soul forever lives on. Mr. Richardson, Keisha, Ralph, Bob, Camille, Jameson, Drew, and Kev. Even Malika Hill from my Ave to Rockaway Parkway train station. The L and A is connected, so I gotta embrace it. My mini-me is like me, how could I overlook it? We share a lot of common, we both born out of Brooklyn. Snails, Lil, Uncle Wayne, Bino, Small, Bumbo, Stack, Taken, Doula, my family, Gates, Bahari Pierce, Gibraltar, Kmart, DM, Young Rick, Corporal Last Kick, all day.
Right, all right. Back up in here. That was Thinking of Brooklyn by T.D. Francis. You can follow him over there on Twitter at T.D. Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S 1. You know what I'm saying? And as promised, you know, I'm back on a little lighter note. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to tone it down, man, and get to something more, a little more realistic, something a little more common, something that we can all participate in. You know what I'm saying? So, was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and we were talking about how when you approach somebody, you know what I'm saying, how we all have what's called a representative, the person that you know what I'm saying, that speaks for you, that represents you when you come into contact with other people. You know, we have a business representative, we have a club representative, a street representative, you know what I'm saying. So I'm asking everybody, man, you know, that's tuning in, listening in, you know what I'm saying, hit me up over there on Twitter, man, hashtag, you know, at my representative, and tell me, you know, who your day-to-day representative is, man, whether it be you meeting somebody or in the club or just walking up and down the street, you know what I'm saying. I'm curious about that. You know, my representative 9 times out of 10 in most of my life is inquisitive, you know what I'm saying. I kind of brush off questions, you know what I'm saying, to ask questions. I'm a little more probing. I'm looking to get somebody else to talk. I'm trying to get to know the other person more so than I'm willing to let the other person know me. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm ashamed of who I am, but it's like I'm not a 20 questions type of person. I'm like a person who has to be experienced. You have to get to know me to get to know me. You know, I can only tell you who I think I am. And as you get to know me and experience me, your impression of me may be a little bit different. You may find me to be somebody that's not as generous or as kind or as loving as you define generous, kind, and loving to be. You know what I'm saying? Some people think that generous and kind is, if I got a dollar, I give you 50 cents. Some people may think that if you're hungry and I got food in the house, I'll feed you as generous as opposed to giving you 50 cents off my dollar. So we all have, you know what I'm saying, different interpretations. So I'm not as quick to say this is who I am and this is what I'm about because of that very fact. As you get to know me, you get to decide who you think I am, who I am to you, or who you want me to be in your life for that matter. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of a probing person. I'm trying to get to know you, trying to find out genuine things, not, you know, them set answers that you give everybody when they say, so what's your favorite thing? Because the reality is I believe that text messaging has caused us to lose the ability to have genuine conversations. You know, I know I may sound like I'm not really, you know what I'm saying, like clear on this. I'm getting used to talking to myself on here. You know, this is all new for me. I can be honest about that. So in sharing myself with you, hopefully I can get some of y'all to open yourself up and share something with me and tell me about who your representative is. But back to my point, the text message thing, you know, text messages don't really have context. So I find myself confused by the ability to have a genuine conversation, like, you know, F-O-H, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here has so many different uses and means. It's like crack a joke. Fuck out of here. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Somebody get at you with something, man, you know what I'm saying, that you don't like, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Somebody piss you off, the fuck out of here. But you can't see these things in a text message because we limit ourselves, you know what I'm saying, to expressing ourselves through text message. So when we get on the phone, the ability to express ourselves in those ways sometimes is lost. Sometimes even day-to-day conversation. You would be amazed at how many people text each other in their own homes. Or maybe you wouldn't be, because maybe you're one of those people that sit on the couch and text your brother in the living room and ask him if your CD or your, you know, DVD player, or if your iPod or your phone or your other phone or your headset or whatever is in the room, as opposed to getting up and going to get it yourself, or as opposed to calling out and asking. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like we all grow, man. And, you know, our representative is the person that, you know, steps forward, man, to help us get through that. You know what I'm saying? Now, and I have found that a lot of females, as well as some men, you know, they have that smoke and mirrors representative that it's like, okay, you know, I'm cool. I got all my noodles. I'm not crazy at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't have 10 baby daddies. You know, I don't have 25 baby mothers. You know, and all of these things, you know, the representative, he keeps you from seeing all of these things. And it's sometimes misleading, you know. It's not lying. It's not, you know, deceptive. It's just misleading. It tells you only those things that you need to know as stages of the relationship progress. You may be in a relationship with a woman for a year before you find out that she crazy and a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That she may have even been into a mental institution. You know what I'm saying? Or she may slip if she get comfortable with you and tell you that she keyed one of her ex's cars or something. You know, causing you to step to the window and look out at your brand new hard work for, you know what I'm saying, struggled in late night hours. You know what I'm saying? Newly purchased vehicle. You know, or have you looking down at your nice shoes, nice pants, whatever it is that you have that you don't want destroyed because you're dealing with a crazy person, you know. So I'm just curious, man. You know, if you're listening, you know, hit me up, man. Hashmark my representative over on Twitter at the guy, Heru. You can reach me at Heru Kuti Reborn, HERUKHUTIREBORN. Hit me up on Twitter, man, and let me know who your representative is, man. You can say, you know, my representative is, you know, a fast talker. You know, my representative is a nice guy, you know. Yet at the same time, you know, I've left that out. My representative is a flirt. You know what I'm saying? It's like I flirt with everybody. You know, some people say, what do you mean you flirt with everybody, man? I mean, it's like no homosexual thing. It's called what they called once upon a time as being charming. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's nothing wrong with another man complimenting another man or using language that is complimentary in dealing with another man. Like, what's up, big dog? See, you've been working out, man. You done lost a little weight. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. That's nothing, you know, gay or inappropriate about that. That is the way to communicate with people. We all like to be made to feel good about ourselves. So, you know, everybody has this person that stands out and represents them to society, because nobody, as much as we say, I keep it 100 all the time, nobody really wants anybody to see their raw insides, man, their guts spilled out for the world like upon first meeting. You know what I'm saying? Very few people can stand the litmus test, as they call it, you know what I'm saying, upon first meeting. Like, if you just dumped all your baggage on the table when you first meet a person, you know what I'm saying, how many people will be willing to scale that mountain of, you know what I'm saying, luggage to get to you? To the person that you are now, to the person that all this baggage has allowed you to be, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, to me, a lot of baggage just means, you know, you're emotionally well-traveled. You experience some things, you know, so life is what it is, man, you know what I'm saying? We chilling, man, having a little conversation. I'm dialoguing, trying to get to know y'all, man, let y'all get to know me as the show gets going. You know, I'm getting a little more comfortable. You know, I got used to having a co-host all the time, kind of leaning on them, allowing the conversation to flow between two people as opposed to me connecting directly with y'all, you know what I'm saying? So we waiting around, you know, 9 o'clock. I'm looking for Dope Flow Prezi to come through, you know, bless us with his presence, you know, and talk about the music that he's making. and some other things that he's done. You know, Dope Flow was here with us before, man, when we was over on a different network doing Manic Monday. You know what I'm saying? God Hey Ru and Tweety B doing our thing over there, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to bring him back and see what new has happened in this life. Until then, you know, let's get into a little something, man, by, you know, a lady or something, man. Let us get, let's see here, man. I'd like to hear King by Rachel Marie. And you can follow her over on Twitter at Rachel Marie Love, RachelMarieLuv. And, you know, we here, and I'm going to come on back and continue talking to y'all, man. Maybe we're going to talk about some sports or something, such crazy thing as that, man. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, maybe relationships or life or sex or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But we will be back and we will be talking, man. You tuned in to explicit content. You know what I'm saying? Where everything, and I do mean everything, is out in the open.
He said he wanted me to be here, but I had some questions for him. Tell me what you work with, babe. Tell me about your hustle that you're working, babe. I told him I was all ears. Needed to hit a few key things. But when he started flexing and talking foolish, man, he had me second guessing. Tell me what you like.
Boy, I go in on them. Boy, shout them. If they mad, I make them mad. And if they bad, I bet them foul. If they are bad, they tell them. Let it go all through their bladder. Then it exit out their back. Hit them with that back to back. Now I'm playing when I tell you I'm the man. Beverly may not be known overseas, but I'm known from tree. Rain put them off the G's. I'm so cool, feel the breeze. Money piled up to my knees. Man, my pocket came free.
Cause I go in on them. Boy, I get in on them. No, I don't pause on them. Because I balls on them. That money, dawg. I get that paper for. I got my Nike tied tight on paper chasing for. Boy, I go in on them. 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 Boy, I go in.
Yeah, yeah, I grind daily. Get it from the pavement. Either way you look at it, boy, I'ma make a savings. I know what they get a whip or did they gonna pay me. A Bama boy, the best thing. Smoking better thing. For my niggas on the block and in them cages. Do it for my travels who duck and die in them cases. All black air signs, so call me a racist. Money over air signs, never green face. Stay ready to draw four, I ain't gotta trace it. Cause if I make a mistake, got that pistol till he breaks it. I'm just being blatant, she ain't got no patience. My money elevating, so I can't keep away. I be on some different shit, can you see the difference? Can you see the way a ball act? So a strap of shit. So I'm irrelevant, so fuck them if they celibate. Alabama doing big, stepping like an elephant.
Cause I go in on them, boy I get ends on them. No I don't pause on them, because I balls on them. You get that money, dawg.
yeah, we back. Yeah, that was Take It by Shanice Monet. You can follow her over on Twitter at @SHANICE_MONEE, Shanice Monet. Yeah, and we back up in here, man, you know, doing it solo bolo with the God, Hey Ru, representing, man, for Tweety V Central, man. We keeping it live over here on explicit content. Speaking of which, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, man, and it's been going through my mind. I've been hearing about it lately. I haven't really seen any of note lately. So, you know, if you're listening in to the show, man, I want you to tweet me out, man, your favorite hip-hop rivalry. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take it back to, you know, LL and his many numerous battles with the people who no longer are around. You know, we can go back to, you know, LL and, what's his name? Man, I'll think of it and come back to it later. It's like he's gone right now, so I ain't thinking about it right now. You know, LL and Cannabis, NWA versus Ice Cube, then Eazy-E versus Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg versus Eazy-E, Tupac, Biggie, of course, Nas, Jay-Z, you know, K-Solo and DMX, you know, the beef that never was, you know. There have been many rivals. If it's nothing more than a rivalry in your hometown, man, two cats that live where you live that's been going at it for a while, man, they put together some songs, man. Tweet out your favorite rivalry, man. Put out a couple of, tweet out a link or something, man, to the diss songs. Let us check that out, man. You know what I'm saying? Like to hear that, man. You know, get me up. You know what I'm saying? You know how to do it. You know, at Heywookooty Reborn on Twitter. You know, hashtag, you know, favorite hip-hop battle. You know, rivalry. Let me know what you think, man. You know, but let me get into some grown folks stuff over here for a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I've been hearing a lot of, you know, fantasy talk lately. And, you know, I find myself curious as to how far a person is willing to go to sexually satisfy their significant other, whether it be, you know, a man going the extra few miles to satisfy his woman or a woman going that extra step to satisfy her man. It's like, at what point do you say no? At what point is a fantasy, like, too much? I mean, you know, it's like, people say, well, you know, before I get married, I'm going to just say, look, you know, you go head on out and sow your wild oats, you get all that fantasy stuff out your system, and then come back and we'll, you know what I'm saying, get married or see where it go with us. I personally don't think that's such a good idea. Sometimes you have to experience things with each other so that y'all can reach the same destination. I mean, you know, I'm not advocating, man, you know what I'm saying, infidelity of any kind. I'm not advocating bringing anybody into your bedroom. I'm not advocating anything. I'm simply engaged in a conversation with those people who have, you know, blessed me with their presence. I chose to listen in, you know what I'm saying, honor me with that there. So I'm simply saying, it's like, you know, at what point, you know, I mean, I've had a conversation with, you know, the fellas. The fellas always say, man, you know, I love the threesome. It's like, man, something like having two women, man, just make a man feel like a man. You know, but the same fellas, when it comes down to it, I've heard such ridiculous things as, you know, man, I could never do that, man, with me and my woman and another dude. I mean, just a dude coming in the room, you know, I just, all arousal flees and I lose, you know what I'm saying, my erection. And I couldn't be aroused in any kind of way, or that's gay, or I don't want nobody touching me, or this and that and that and this. You know what I'm saying? Even to the extent of the confusion of what to call, you know, a threesome, what exactly a threesome is, you know. So, I mean, it's like, I'm just curious as to what everybody is into, you know. Y'all know how to hit me up, man. I'm trying to start a conversation, I'm trying to get to know y'all, let y'all know me. Y'all hit me up over there on Twitter. You know, as time goes on, man, a few people will be invited to my Facebook page. You know, it's a little more intimate over there because people have access to my inbox and, you know, they can say a whole lot. You know, some things I may not want to hear. But at the same time, I'm inviting people there, man. But where I'm going with this is, you know, what would you do? You know, me personally, I don't have a lot of limits on what I do as far as, you know what I'm saying, for my woman and when it comes to satisfying her or being satisfied by her. You know, I mean, sexually, man, I mean, it's sex. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think a motherfucker got a dick long enough to touch the places inside of any woman that I'm truly with. You know what I'm saying? The places that I touch her. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really truly want to be able to satisfy a woman, then you need to understand, man, that sex begins between the ears. You know what I'm saying? Passes, you know what I'm saying, through your lips before it enters her lips. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's about getting to know somebody. You know, it's about making them feel you as a person. I'm not talking about fucking. I'm talking about sex. I'm talking about engaging in, you know, that deep passion and shit, that shit that you want to tell somebody about, but you know better because it was that good. You know what I'm saying? It's like that touching, that tasting, that kissing, that, you know, that stuff that make you smile when you're in the grocery store, make you reach up and touch your lips. You know what I'm saying? Touch that place you was kissed at last. I'm talking about, you know, being open, being honest. You know what I'm saying? Also, at the same time, man, I mean, don't get involved with somebody that's not on your level sexually, man. I mean, if you're a woman and you're like, yeah, don't mess with no dude that don't go down like that. You're setting yourself up not only for failure, but you're setting yourself up to be the type of person that you never thought you would be. You know what I'm saying? Because you can love somebody and not be satisfied by them sexually. You know, I mean, love has many different levels. So you have to understand that. You know, I mean, never settle. You know, there's somebody out there for everybody. That's why I say, man, sex is just sex. You know what I'm saying? I limit what I do. I talk a lot of, you know, perversion, as some people would call it. You know, I do a lot of pervy talking, a lot of sexual talk. But when it comes down to the physical act, I mean, I don't just swing like that with anybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a special airliner. You know, we don't land in every city. We don't touch down in every area. So we don't go everywhere anytime because it's consequence. So, you know, understand that as well. But, you know, I mean, sex is like a beautiful thing, and you have to come to really understand that. You know, I'm going to try to invite some ladies over here, a few fellas over here, man, and we can get into this conversation. You know what I'm saying? And, like, talk about what sex is, man, what makes sex good to you, what you like, what you don't like. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if you can listen and learn a little something, you can learn how to engage in these conversations with your significant other because, you know, believe it or not, ladies, men do know how to take instructions. They don't mind being told what you like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, just because the last woman I liked may have liked this or that or the other doesn't necessarily mean you do. You may be on a different level or not on the same level, or you may be off to the side somewhere. So, I mean, communicate, man. Sex is about communication. It's about understanding. I want everybody to feel good, man. I want everybody to enjoy it because it's such a important and vital part of a relationship, which is why I say don't settle, man. You know what I mean? I like oral sex, man. I like to have my stuff sucked on, licked on, etc. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to settle or allow myself to be involved in a relationship with a woman that don't do that because I know I will be setting myself up to be, if not physically unfaithful, but emotionally unfaithful. Because you find yourself having them conversations with other women who say, hey, you know, check this here out. You know, I mean, Bill Clinton has created a mindset that makes it almost acceptable to get some hair. I mean, how many times have you looked on Twitter, on Facebook, on, you know, Pinterest, or any of these sites, man, and have people ask the oh-so-famous question, what do you prefer? Head or sex, and then one is not the same. So, you know, it's become a whole conversation. So I'm just saying, you know, like, have the conversation. You don't have to be anything specific. Be open-minded. You know, you may find that you like something that you thought you would never like. You know, I'm not going to get into specifics because for me to sit here and, you know, mentally masturbate, man, on the air is not what I'm trying to do. I'm attempting to reach out and create a conversation, open a dialogue about being men and women, about the realities of adult life, about understanding that as we grow, we know. So, I mean, it's just like that, you know, but I'm not going to dwell on this sex thing too long, man, because it's like, hey, I forgot to tell the ladies to put a towel down, and I don't want to ruin nobody's couches or car seats. So we're going to move on to a little something else, man, and maybe change the topic a little bit, man, with, you know, a subject, man, that's near and dear to the heart of mine, you know what I'm saying, my comrade in this radio revolution, Tweety B, man. You know, we're going to talk about the missing airplane, you know, the where it went down and how it vanished, you know. What you think? I mean, I personally, man, you know, it may be too soon to crack a joke, man, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, you know, tell a sister in the hood that, you know, her baby daddy just got paid and he ain't trying to give her child support and he was on that plane. I believe it is possible to see the track it there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me in this day and age, man, that you can log on to a website and find out exactly what address your cell phone is at. You know, get like a broad area of where your cell phone is at. You know what address the cell phone is registered at and how many people live in that house. What part of the house the person who lives in it, who owns the cell phone, lives in, whether they live upstairs, downstairs, almost which bedroom they occupy. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of strange. You know, it's curious because it's so many questions. Each and every day it's another question, another question, another question. And the answers are like really few and far between. It's no talk of an explosion. It's no talk of, you know, I mean, no terrorist group is taking responsibility. You know what I'm saying? No reason behind it. I mean, we don't even know. I mean, they haven't, for the strangest thing is, they haven't even really released a full manifest to everybody that was on the plane. They talked about some people that was on the plane that maybe shouldn't have been on the plane, but they not saying who was on the plane, which I find strange. You know, like, maybe somebody was on the plane that was important that need to be disappeared. Who knows? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm a curious person. You know, I'd like to know who was on the plane. Was it simply the families of Chinese people, two or three Americans, and some people from, you know, the plane's host nation, as they call it, you know? Why would they say they flew around this way, or they flew over there, so they tried to avoid radar? Why would the plane's pilot have a practice flight simulator at his home or what have you? You know, what's going on? I mean, we need some answers or something, you know? So it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just curious, man. This thing is on my mind, stuff that I've been thinking about. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I'm just jumping around, man, enjoying y'all, enjoying me, just in the good music, having a good time. Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about it. I'm going to talk about sports a little bit, but I'm not going to talk about sports in the sense that you may think I am. I'm not going to talk about sports teams or nothing like that. But, you know, is it just me, man, or have sports become like less than actual sports nowadays? I mean, all the new rules designed to protect these billion-dollar basketball, football, you know, baseball players. I mean, it's like, you know, back when a dude was making $5 a game and considered himself lucky, I mean, it's like, you know, you could grab a dude by his helmet and slam him down. I mean, is it fair that you take Jim Brown's rushing record when you could clothesline a dude, grab a dude by his helmet, and compare it to some of these younger cats, man, that's running today that you can't touch them? You know, you can't clothesline them, you can't horse collar them, you can't do anything. No helmet-to-helmet contact. Is it fair that you continue to do these things? Is it fair that, you know what I'm saying, the rules have changed so drastically in basketball? Is it fair, man, round and third coming home can no longer, you know what I'm saying, they don't no longer want you to crash the back catcher? I mean, the reason the back catcher is such a big, strong guy, and the position has always been played by individuals with such a stocky and, you know, low center of gravity, is because they expect to be hit hard. Somebody tries to run them over. It's what makes them famous. It's what makes them good to be hit hard and hold on to the ball. I mean, you know, it's like what's becoming of our society, man, with sports. I mean, I understand the new changes in things with the concussions. We're learning more. We're becoming more aware. I mean, science is telling us all these things. But while I like science, man, I don't really trust science because science is like a child's truth. It's what's reality today, you know. Eat eggs, don't eat eggs, you know. Salt is good. I mean, salt is bad. Salt is good. Don't take too many aspirins. Take 2 aspirin a day. You know what I'm saying? I don't really, science kind of like weirds me out sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's always never exact. It's always changing and fluctuating based on who does the study and what they study it with. But at the same time, I mean, who wants a child? If they're saying that being hit too many times, getting a concussion playing football can cause a child's growth to be stunted or affect their learning process or their ability to learn, then, hey, man, as a parent, you know, I can't be mad. You know, personally, I would let my son play football. I wouldn't deprive him. I'm not going to tell my kids it's a Santa Claus type of person because I know the truth. I'm not going to lie to my kids. I'm going to allow them to experience life as I experienced it. I'm not going to deprive them of the opportunities to enjoy life in that way. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But, I mean, that's something really to think about, man. I mean, sports is changing. We live in a society in which everything is becoming softer. They give trophies for participation. You know, I mean, literally, like, participation. You know, my son got up every morning, shot baskets for hours before school, gets in the basketball tournament and plays, scores points, steals, rebounds. Everybody gets a trophy for participation. What are we teaching the kids, man? You know, competition is a reality. We're setting them up for failure. You know, the world don't owe them nothing. You don't get a check for participation. You get a check for coming to work and working hard doing your job. You don't get a check for just showing up. You know, you don't get a promotion for just showing up. Life is a competition, man. Your best friend still considers himself your best friend. But, I mean, if it's a raise or a promotion to be had, he's going to look you in your eyes and be like, hey, you made the best man win, made the best woman win, you know. Oh, and by the way, man, ladies, congratulations, man. You know, Obama just signed a billion years late in the game, man. You know what I'm saying? An equal pay bill, man, that, you know what I'm saying, is designed to try to pass through Congress and the Senate, which they saying they got a veto to allow women to be paid exactly the same as men. You'll see how it go, man. They say it's an election year stunt, but, hey, who knows, man. In any event, man, we're going to get into some more music, man. We're going to do DJ's choice right now. And I'll be back, man.
One night, talking about you feeling love with the fight. You got a bad, now nah, here it ain't right. I gotta talk, you got a head game right. Cause I'm wet, but the shit ain't tight. Tell your bitch, she ain't my bitch. And plus, she ain't the wifey type. She wanted dick, I gave her dick. Wanted me to lick, bitch, must be sick. Fuck you mean, ain't licking shit. Cause if my tongue touch that split, that'll mean I kissed 100 dicks.
Turn your bitch down, crush you on my nuts, man.
Little crazy hoe. Now a nigga can't feel it, get mad at me when he should be mad at the O. I got routine one thing, but a run up on me. Been had, been banging that foe. And every nigga from the block to the south side had my white ass and knees on the floor. Green gang, go get her, I go. One night spaz on a hoe. Keep her gas pedal to the flow. And I ain't interested no more. Ain't no time to play around, just lay her down and send her on down that road. Your boo one crazy thot. You need to control your hoe. Well, I your bitch, she ain't my bitch, she wanted dick, I gave her dick. I smacked that bitch, she sucked my dick, no flex that slick. No flex that slick, can't love no thought, she can't commit. Real on the block, no counterfeit, that 40 pop, I got the juice, now on this shit. Baby, I been fuck that hoe, you can have that hoe. You can have that hoe, you can have that hoe. I keep your hoe, keep your hoe. Been had that foe, been let that go. Been let that go, I keep that hoe.
And she my bitch, that's your hoe. How they use her, I use them. Get you some, you see you some. Then I hit them with the ruler. My hand all in your pocket, nigga. And you ain't even know. Your main bitch is my profit, nigga. And you ain't even know.
Everything. I don't think them niggas understood what the fuck just happened.
Confront me by the trick. Boy, you crazy, crazy. She gon' get this dick. That's right, that car didn't pay me paper. Let me give a demonstration. Tighten up on my conversation. Okay, you was at the light, she kissed your ass. And she that got through face. I bet your mind that right. I bet that kid was tight. Hey, lips so soft, black like them lips. I bet you'll see some trace. Please don't be mistaken. I'm talking about your baby. Get in that shit, tongue kiss that bitch. I bet you'll take my baby. I got these niggas girl calling me like we meant to be. I can't be your man. On your way, drink some Hennessy. You won't ride with me. You can't ride with me. I am not that nigga, so go figure.
Can't lie to me.
How would they treat your bitch? She ain't my bitch. She wanted dick. I gave her dick. I smacked that bitch. She sucked my dick. No flex that slick. No flex that slick. Can't love no thot. She can't commit. Real on the block. No counterfeit. That 40 pop. I got the juice. Now on the shit. Baby, been fuck that hoe. You can have that hoe. You can have that hoe. You can have that hoe. I keep your hoe. Keep your hoe. Bitch, been had that foe. Been let that go. Been let that go.
Alright. So we back up in here, man, and
I got a few surprises for you too, baby.
Hey, we hanging around here, waiting on Dope Flow Prison to come through, and hopefully he'll be up in here soon. You know, and we can get on with this interview, man, and you know, I appreciate everybody that's tuning in, listening in, man, you know what I'm saying, helping us and expand and try to build on Tweety B Central, man, with, you know, Matic Monday, you know, explicit content on Thursdays, and Grown Folks Business on Friday. You know, I just spoke with him, so Prezi should be here, like, you know, within the next minute or two, so, you know what I'm saying, we can get into that as soon as he gets on the line. You know, in fact, if you're there, press 1 and come on in, you know. If not, then, you know, we're going to get into some more music, man, and come on back, and hopefully he'll be here.
I got a few surprises for you, too, baby.
Come through, well equipped with the snub. Stick in the mud, cause you little niggas are stuck. Since you wanna blow, cause you put her lips on my blunt. Now she wanna try something different to suck. Yeah, yeah, I'm right up in the booth, begin to speed out. I'm finna be out like I won while fighting in the womb. Used to call myself a punchline king. Fucking punchlines like a one-night fling. Never going back like it's a one-time thing. Had a black car waiting for what the sunshine brings. Isn't too clock. Nah, let's not pretend to be. Give her Hennessy, cause you ride on your enemies. Shine bright like a diamond. Looking for some limelight in the horizon. Bitch think I rhyme tight, she ain't lying. That's why my long pipe been a high man.
I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch. Cause I come through. I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch.
Crazy enough to try this shit. She might polish cause the size flown it. Hydraulic, so I let her low ride this chick. Whether you like it or not, D-E-R-E-Z, only like a sign in the box. I got a package for you, bitch, make a sign in the box. Slide in the twat, throw it west side when I shot her club up. Nigga, what's up? The exit in the porn, shut the fuck up. I gon' do it, she gon' drop that there. Like my album Push Back, you'll get dropped that year, nigga. Now you gotta get it. If your bitch not bad and she not a victim, I'ma holla but won't call a nigga. And I'm out in this bitch like a bad father figure.
Cause I come through, I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch. Cause I come through, I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch. I fuck shit up. I fuck shit up. I fuck shit up.
Bad bitch, threesomes, full clip, machine guns, full clip, machine guns, bad bitch, threesomes, bad bitch, threesomes, full clip, machine guns, ride around like 2 Chainz, my old school, that blue thing, bad bitch, threesomes, full clip, machine guns, full clip, machine guns, bad bitch, threesomes, bad bitch, threesomes, full clip, machine guns, ride around like 2 Chainz, my old school, that blue thing.
I'm so high, I never touched the ground, everybody wanna rant, who I'm fucking now. Had to tell them shut they fucking mouth, false smoking mirrors till they see I'm puffing loud. Talking like she cute, taking off her boots, walking like she loose, break her off and snooze, popping like she new, making coffins truth. Roller feeling numb, like you ain't see my Lincoln part. Say she wanna get some brain, told her now she thick and smart. Bad bitch, threesome, full clips, weed blunts, no bullshit, yo be done. She cool bitch, she fun.
Bad bitch, threesome, full clip, machine guns, full clip, machine guns.
Yeah.
Bad bitch, threesome. Bad bitch, threesomes, full clip, machine guns, ride around like 2 Chainz, my old school, that blue tank. Bad bitch, threesomes, full clip, machine guns, full clip, machine guns. Bad bitch, threesomes, full clip, machine guns, ride around like 2 Chainz, my old school, that blue tank.
Look, player, you ain't seen it yet. I suggest you see it now. Haters wanna see me dead. They wanna see decomposed. D-E-R-E-Z, he back. Have Vietnamese and he black. Hoes wanna OD on that. She take it down, I receive it back. A check seal, the best will. Invest bills, all X still. Your ex still with X pills. Still coming by, undressed still. That click bam, that pow pow. Take out your lil like Bad Wow. I'm round town, I'm downtown. You can't stand me, bitch, bow down.
Bad bitch, threesomes. Full clip, machine guns, full clip, machine guns, bad bitch, threesomes, bad bitch, threesomes, full clip, machine guns,
yeah.
Ride around like 2 Chainz, my old school, that Wu-Tang.
All right, we back up in here, and I believe Dope Force Flow Prezi is here, you know what I'm saying, Yeah,
he is. He was here in the studio on the board, but he's having some problems, I think, with his phone because he keeps dropping off the board. So he was just here, and he dropped off again, so we're going to wait for him to come around. We do have a caller on the line if you want to take a caller right now.
Caller in.
0060 is the last 4 of your digits. Who do we have on the line with us?
What's up? This is Duffel right here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Here we
go.
Hey. What's going on?
Not too much. What's going on, man? Oh, man, nothing much, man. We here, man. It's a pleasure to have you here. For the people who don't know who you are, man, why don't you tell everybody who you are, man, and where you come from?
Man, I'm Del Flo Prezi, and I'm coming from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I'm here with my brother Cash O here on the line as well.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
Cash O.
What's going on, man? So, why don't y'all tell us a little bit about the Zombie Pack, man?
Well, Zombie Pack, you want to explain, Cash?
You got it.
Well, Zombie Pack is a group that we formulated back in, what was it, 2012? And we just came together. And Zombie Pack pretty much means working hard all day, all night, no sleep, and just going in until the sun come up.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, you know, we had you on the show before, man. You know what I'm saying? And played a few of your songs, man. You know, we talked, had a few conversations. You know, I gave you a little constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? You gave me a little feedback as well. You know what I'm saying? So, why don't you tell us what's been happening since the last time we talked to you? What's different about your music?
What's different about the music is, man, we didn't elevate it. We didn't got a new sound. We didn't find a new different style. And we just started developing more as an artist and becoming better than we was as far as producing, as far as the lyrical content, as far as anything that we indulged ourselves in before. Everything is totally different, totally better. And it's on a whole new platform and a whole new ballpark of what we used to be. And who we're trying to become as well.
Okay. So, what direction have you taken? You know what I mean? What are you trying to become? What is your objective? What is your direction?
Hold on, one second. I say, this cash show, I say, the objective is basically just to live through our music, man. For everybody out there working hard to achieve their dream, and you know, sometimes you want to go off the back end to get it shortcut way, but we ain't about that life. We more about working hard and not sleeping.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? All our work always pay off one way or another. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't nothing in the product, you got a good product, whether anybody listens to it or not, you can be proud of that product. So,
I was just notified. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was just notified by our Blog Talk Radio team that we're going to have to either use the out-dial feature from the calling to call guests because they're having trouble connecting. So I don't know how you're going to do. You want to try to call them back from the board and see if we can connect them back, or what do you want me to do?
This has never happened before,
so I don't know if they're having problems right now. They sent me a message and let me know what was going on, so I appreciate them for doing that because a lot of times we really don't know what's going on, just things are happening. So
they
let us know.
Play some music. I'm going to try to
okay.
See if we can't get them. Call them back from the board, or we can't call them on the three-way, man. You know, there's no nothing stop us over here, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, let's jump into some music, and we'll come right back, man, and see if we can't get around the Blog Talk situation.
That's what's up.
You, that's why I gotta
And that was Tweety B. That's 4Play, man. Y'all can go follow her, man, at Tweety Bird, B with the Y, 334, over there on Twitter, man. Make sure you do that, man. That's my partner in crime, man. She also signed the checks over here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all do that. You know what I'm saying? So we back, man. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? We have found a way then to get around this Blog Talk situation, man, with Dope Folk Presence.
Yeah, I got the people on the line. They're actually on the line and reconnected now, so I'm going to let you guys go ahead and get back into your interview.
Okay. All right, cool.
All right, fellas. All right, man. Welcome back, man. You know what I'm saying? Excuse the technical difficulties, man. So tell me, you were telling me the direction that the Zombie Pack is trying to take, what y'all doing different this time around.
Hey, go ahead. Take over, Cash. Are you finished?
Basically, this time around, you know, we matured and we've grown and we've developed our sound a lot more than we had at first. I'd say with this project, we perfected our sound, our flow, and our technique of making beats. And it's nothing like what you've heard ever from anyone.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, so when the people hear your music this time around, what do you want them to feel?
I mean, they should feel inspired. They should feel like once they get done listening to us, like I can go do whatever he just said, whatever he just talked about. They should feel motivated. I mean, with the music that we're making now and how we sounding now and the things that we're coming up with now, it's a whole new subject matter, whole new content, and it's just something that's just empowering and something that's fresh and is new.
Okay, that's what's happening, man. I'm feeling that. So, based on the experiences that you've had, man, in the music industry, you know, to go from where you were and how you began and how things are and where you at now, what advice would you give to somebody young, man, getting in the music game, trying to do it the same way that you did?
My advice would be to stay focused, stay humble, and be you and do you no matter what. No matter what nobody else thinks, no matter what nobody else says, just stay true to yourself. As long as you stay true to yourself, you'll be original. As long as you're original, you'll be different, and that way people always accept you for being you.
Yeah, I feel that, man. You can always sell who you are better than you can sell who you're not. I feel that.
Exactly.
All right, so how are you guys marketing your music this time around? I mean, you know, what are you doing to get the word out about your music?
You want to take that cash up?
Yeah, I'd say we've learned a lot. The first time around, you know, we was pretty much just handing our music to anybody with their hands open. And this time around, it's a little bit different because we're trying to reach our core fans and everyone who's looking for us. So instead of going out and just handing it to strangers who's not interested, we're actually looking for the core fans who's really interested in new music, and we're looking at the people who dream. Like, they don't have to be musicians or artists, period. If you have a dream, we're looking at you and we're aiming for you. That's who we're marketing our music to. And that's basically it, because that's why we call ourselves the Zombie Pack. We work hard, we don't sleep, and anyone like us, they're a zombie.
That's what's up. All right, man, got two songs here, Monsters versus Aliens and King. So we want to jump into one of those songs, man, and come back and talk some more. Which one y'all want to hear first?
Let's go with Monsters and Aliens.
Yeah, I was thinking
right,
the same thing.
We're going to listen to Monsters versus Aliens. Tell me, what's the concept behind the song, man, you know, Monsters versus Aliens?
All right, the concept of Monsters versus Aliens is the hard workers versus the grinders. The grinders versus the hard workers. It's either you're a monster or you're an alien. You either striving so hard to get it that you do it. You eating everything in your way to gain what you're looking for, like a monster. Or you're an alien. You're thinking on another level. You're not even paying attention to a competition or anything below you. You're just doing you, and you perfecting who you are to get to that level. And it's just basically the grind versus the hustle.
Exactly.
That's the stuff.
Exactly.
That's the stuff, man. All right, man. We're going to come back, man, and continue talking with, you know what I'm saying, the Zombie Pack. and listen to this monster versus alien.
Okay.
Walking through the jungle, man, I'm fighting through the trenches. Life left me with no joy, so I gotta fucking get it. Get no fuck about what you thought. Don't nobody want hard as me. Money backed up under my eyes, and it ain't come from no sleep. Man, these niggas are like women, man, I think they on a cycle. I gotta get it, period, now that's my fucking cycle. My every move is vital, a boss that is my title. On the mic, I speak the truth, so this rapper is my Bible.
What y'all know about grind? Tell me what y'all know about hard work. Bitch, this shit like crack, my dope boy flow come back like hard work. Above everything like aliens, why y'all just scratching the surface? And the change y'all bring worth everything. Why your poor flow just works? Hold up, get them heads up high like a holder. I heard your girlfriend get around like a donut. That's so flip, so I'm solo. Haters wanna pop me like balloons cause they know I'm about to blow. My mama get fucked cause I hang with a crowd that was known to get loud. So she prayed for her child and she call me every week to tell me stand on my feet when I hang in the street cause them boys get wild. But I live in the jungle and I survive that shit. But I'm just a product of my dream and I dream about success and I define that shit. No matter where you find me at, you ain't gonna find me slack. See, it's zombie act. I never get sick. Silver screen dreams is a zombie pack. But I work all night and day. Ain't got no time to play. I gotta feed my fam. Plus I gotta feed myself. So I find my prey. Until my whole team gets fed. Until my mama set. And until I make it big, you ain't gotta look for me. Cause you know where you can find me at. I be
walking through the jungle, man, I'm fighting through the trenches. Life left me with no joy, so I gotta fucking get it. Get no fuck about what you thought. Don't nobody's my heart is me. Money backed up under my eyes and it ain't come from no sleep. Man, these niggas are like women, man, I think they on a cycle. I gotta get it, period, now that's my fucking cycle. My every move is vital. A boss that is my title. On the mic, I speak the truth. Tell rap, but here's my Bible.
My lifestyle is so grimy. Every day I roam the streets. My family waiting at the table cause they know it's time to eat. And these niggas on the creek and they don't believe in sleep. And these junkies need a fix, so don't let them see you leak. When your back against the wall, boy, you got no fucking choice. When I lay my head at night, I can hear my auntie's voice saying, bug, we know you got it, nephew, show them no remorse. Just finesse with every move, cause they every shot is sport. Highway cross, I see the sun. They can't tell me shit about me. Millions praise you, spit that coding, so that's why they lean on me. What you know about reputation? They salute my reputation. I don't need your help for shit, cause my grind gon' help me make it. And I swear I be so baking, cause I'm always on the move. We're so rough around the edges, well until I play this move. And my flow, it be so sick, I don't ever spit a earl till my niggas get the sweaters up, cause it's a cold world. Crazy.
Walking through the jungle, man, I'm fighting through the trenches. Life left me with no joy, so I gotta fucking get it. Get no fuck about what you thought. Don't nobody's my heart is me. Money backed up under my eyes and it ain't come from no sleep. Man, these niggas are like women, man, I think they on a cycle. I gotta get it, period, now that's my fucking cycle. My every move is vital, a boss that is my title. On the mic, I speak the truth, so this rap book is my Bible.
All Alright, alright, man. So we back up in here, man, with the zombie pack, man. That was a nice track, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was going in. Man, tell us what y'all got up, man. What's up next, man? What can we look forward to, man, from the zombie pack?
Well, what's up next? We got the King's Nightmare up next. And the King's Nightmare is pretty much what we doing with this one. We taking it on the concept of conquering anything that we put our minds to, conquering anything that we set our eyes on, conquering whatever our heart's desires, conquering whatever our dreams is, our fears is, anything. If you conquer that, you'll be a king of that. Cashel, you want to expand on that?
Yeah, that's the concept of the king part. And as far as the king's nightmare goes, you know, it can be your nightmare of being knocked off the throne, or your nightmare of not performing well while being on the throne, all type of nightmares that a king would have, because you at the top and you are the king. What else could you dream about, you know? So that's basically what it is.
That's what's up, man. Y'all doing any shows, man? What y'all got going on?
Yeah, we was just at South by Southwest in Austin. We performed there. We had a venue. Next up, we'll be in Minnesota. We got a show lined up there. And then after Minnesota, we'll be in Atlanta.
That's what's happening, man. That's what's happening. Y'all moving around, man. Y'all making moves. I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, you got to get it, man. You really got to get it. So, you was telling me, man, about Vizar.
Vizar?
Give me a little insight into what that's about?
Go ahead, Kasha.
All right, this next song is called King. And this song is
about...
Vizar.
Vizar is pretty much, it's something that we put together and something that that we decided to go with, and it means Visionary Caesars. And Visionary is someone that sees anything, that sees everything, and that has a positive insight on everything. And the Caesar is a form of a king, and which is, we put the two together, and we got Vizar out of Visionary Caesars. And what that is, we do a lot of community outreach. We do a lot of orchestrating with, like, schools and just basically helping the community and making our youth and our ethnic group better than what we can be. And better than what we are.
Salute to that, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got anything special going on with that, man? Anything that, you know what I'm saying, that people can help y'all out with, man, when we go out to that project?
We would love if everybody just visit the website. Visit the website is bvizar.com. Right now it's under construction. But we just trying to drive traffic there and build awareness on what's going on in our city and what's going on with us, and helping us run our campaign.
Yeah, that's what's going on, man. Exactly, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to be a little more inquisitive, man, what is it y'all do with the youths at the school? I was just speaking about that earlier in the show.
We go to schools. We go to local schools around our area, and then we speak to the children, and we also involve them in, like, recreational arts, teaching them how to write music, teaching them how to play instrument, things like that, just to uplift and show them that there's more things out here than just what you see in the streets and what you see on TV, and letting them know that it's okay to be themselves and not what they see on TV or what they see in the streets again.
Man, for sure, man, that's like a beautiful thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all for that, man. Most definitely, man, salute to y'all for that. You know, I mean, where exactly would you like the program to go? I mean, if somebody was listening, man, they could possibly help y'all or provide y'all with something that y'all need, man, as far as to continue to further y'all program, man, you know what I'm saying, take it to the next level and try to reach the people that you're trying to reach on a better level, man. What would it be?
Right now, I say we're trying to build. We're trying to get a fundraiser going so that we can go ahead and get things like T-shirts and market them with Vizar on from T-shirts and get those to the children, so that way the name can be built, the brand can be built, and people can know who Vizar is and what they stand for, and see us as positive role models. Yeah, pretty much with funding. That's what we're really trying to get help with right now.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I mean, it's like, hey, no, I can't do nothing, man, but, you know, tip my hat to y'all young brothers, man, and say, you know, salute, man. Keep on doing what y'all are doing, man, because that's really what's important, man. I mean, we need individuals in the community, man, that are attempting to, you know, give back, man, not just try to take from, because the stories that you're telling in your music and the stories that musicians and rappers are telling in their stories are like shared stories. The experience is
right.
A shared experience. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The lifestyle is a shared lifestyle. Lifestyle is something that was experienced by individuals before them, and it's going to be experienced by individuals after them. So if they get
right.
paid for the experience, they should feel obligated to give something back. You know what I'm saying? To the
exactly.
community, man. That y'all reaching out, man, to the youth is a beautiful thing, man. It's really a beautiful thing, man. Like I said, I applaud y'all, man. Anything that we could do to assist y'all, you know what I'm saying? We struggling over here at 2UB Central, man, trying to get our funding and finances in order, man, you know what I'm saying, so that we can continue to assist, you know, the underground
right.
and independent artists, man,
exactly.
and getting their message out there, man. But anything that we could do, man, to assist y'all, man, that, you know, we can help with over here on the station, man, be sure, man, and we will most definitely do that.
Man, just keep spinning the tracks and building awareness, that's all.
You know, so where y'all going next as far as like with the show? Like y'all doing a show somewhere? You say y'all doing a show in Atlanta. So
Go ahead.
No, I was saying if I come out and see y'all show, what can I expect to see?
Man, you can expect an experience like you've never seen before. It's energy all over the place. It's
a lot of passion.
Exactly, a lot of passion. You're going to see your hunger. We're going to bring the hunger out in you. We're going to make you want to hop on stage and do exactly what we do. Like you've been doing the same song or practicing the same routine with us.
Exactly. For everybody that don't know, Zombie Pack, like, we're not a flashy group. We don't get on stage and try to look cool or try to persuade this image that we got. We get on stage, man, and we black out. We got passion for our music. We dive into the beat once we're on stage. So I can't even tell you what to expect. Just expect something epic.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You know, so y'all got this other track called King, man. I don't know if we got any callers on the line, man. You know what I mean? But if we do, we can bring them in. If not, we're going to get into this song, King, man. Y'all can tell us what King is about, man, and what it stands for.
Go ahead, Cash.
Okay. Now, King, this is one of my favorite songs that I've ever done in my whole life, period, because it has more passion than a lot of songs that I've written. It's more personal than a lot of songs we've written as a collaborative group. King basically stands for being the king of everything around you and not taking advantage of none of the negativity around you. Everyone has a family. Everyone has a reason why they go to work every day, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be at work. And the exact reason why you at work is what makes you a king, because you're taking care of that reason that you at work. And this whole song is about never taking advantage of that, knowing what you got to do, being responsible, getting out here and actually looking out for your future.
That's what's up,
like
man.
A king
you do. That's what's up. Yeah. So we're going to get into this King, man, and come on back, man. You know, continue talking to the Zombie Pack.
Using my dreams, having thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. They crown a king. They crown a king. All hell the king. All hell the king. Hey crown a king. Hey crown a king. I'm never abusing my dreams. Having thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. They crown a king. Hey crown a king. All hell the king. All hell the king. A crown of king,
they crown the king.
Progression is excellent. Man, Pepsi ball hard with the best of them. Keep many of these niggas standing next to him. She know I got good D, he already tested him. These niggas get comfortable, that's why I'm going where they can't. Get too thirsty for these lame hoes, somebody grab him a drink. But I'm present. She likes that. I put a note on that ass and she writes back. She say hungry for the D and I'm a light snack. When she post it, I like that. Fuck your inbox and your DM. I chase money AMPM. If I'm chilling with your BM, probably scheming on that BM. I let it pause you. Man, I be the man because she don't fuck with you. She like pretty, I just wanna lay up with you. My dick like shit, she gon' fall in love with you. Success on my mind while perfecting my grind. Man, there's no falling off or no wasting no time. Now you took me a while, but I figured it. I put the items on seven, I waited them out. His friends, who the fuck she? Man, God be the only thing above me. This shit so fucking cold. Now your bitch on me like a snuggie. I'm building my kingdom, no thoughts of a queen. The day that I perish, you never be seen. So no air in my lungs, always chasing my dreams. And the things that I see, only see by a king.
I'm not a hub using my dreams. I've been thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. A crown and king. Hey, crown the king. All hell the king. All hell the king. Hey, crown the king. Hey, crown the king. I'm never abusing my dreams. Having thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. Hey, crown the king. Hey, crown the king. All hell the king. All hell the king. Hey, crown the king. Hey, crown the king. Oh.
I'm a little boy with a dream, a young man opened up. Who was gonna become a king? Who knew a thing? Who would believe that the king would be Castle McGee? Bitch, me, I walk around with that confidence. You walk around with incompetence. Looking dumb as shit. And the dumbest shit is that my lowest accomplishments is your best fucking compliment. And aside from that, all I do is get better. I was raised in Wisconsin. All I do is get cheddar. Go get it, gotta get it. I can get it however. Go further, go figure. I'm that nigga forever. At whatever. And niggas keep hating my crew, and they can hate everything that we do as we do it, but we are not worried about you. No, we are not worried about you. Oh, here is some advice for you. You should be worried about us. Me and my crew, if we ever are worried about food. But niggas getting on my last nerve, and they bitches give me cash out they purse. And why you trying to take her from A to B? She see me for the D first, king first. Everything I got is well deserved. So fuck what you think, keep your thoughts reserved. I thought you niggas was well taught by niggas about to talk and talking to get your feelings hurt. Abusing these rookies, I make this look easy. Abusing your breezy, I make her look sleazy. Abusing her wallets and pockets, she buying me shots. I'm abusing my limits, but
I'm never abusing my dreams. I've been thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. Hey, crown the king. Hey, crown the king. All hell the king. All hell the king. Hey, crown the king. Hey, crown the king. I'm never abusing my dreams. I've been thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. Hey, crown the king. Hey, crown the king. All hell the king. All hell the king. Hey, crown the king. Hey, crown the king.
Let me ask you this. So you think you're a king? What makes you a king, nigga? Huh? What fucking sacrifices have you made? Nigga, you more cut with no motherfucking food in your finger on it? What the fuck you asking me for?
That's what's up.
Tell me, man, you know,
if everything come together, man, you know what I'm saying, what is the what would be the ideal outcome, man, of your music, man? I mean, if, you know, the right person heard your music and, you know, told y'all this is what you can do, what would this be?
It would be a change on hip hop. We're looking to make the biggest impact on hip hop possible and drive it and a whole another realm and take it to a whole another level and be game changers. I mean, it'll be a start of hopefully a new beginning, and people start to accept new sound, new music, and we open up the door for more people. That's all we're trying to do. Open the door wider and wider.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, man, I feel that. So, you know, I'm going to ask each one of y'all this question, man, and I want both of y'all to answer individually. If you could work with any artist, man, living or dead, put a track out, man, who would that artist be?
You let you answer that one first, Fred. All
right. Fred. I would have to say I go over the top. I have to challenge myself, and I'll say Jay.
All right. That's what's up.
And me, for personal reasons, I say if I had to hop on a track with anybody, if I had the opportunity to just pick anyone, it would have to be Eminem.
Living or dead. Okay, you say Eminem?
Yeah, it had to be Eminem, without a shadow of a doubt. Just because he has the biggest influence on the way I rap. The words I put together, he has the biggest influence out of everyone.
Yeah. All right. Now, the second part to this question, if you were able to put a track together with anybody, living or dead, and it didn't necessarily have to go out, it was like, you know, it wasn't necessary for like, you know, for distribution or nothing like that. It was just for the pure, raw fun of just putting the track out and collaborating with that person. Who would that person be?
For me right now, just for fun, I would have to say, I would have to go with, Big Sean. I'm going to pick Big Sean.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. You know what I'm saying? What about you, Big Dog?
It's kind of hard. I would say if I got to pick anybody, I would probably take it back in a little bit, a little couple of years. I'd probably go with DMX. Just because of his energy, like.
it got
energy that nobody has ever touched.
Yeah, the X-Man's still hot right now, man. He just fucking with the wrong people. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
like
man.
Sometimes, man, it's not just what you do, it's who you do it with. You feel what I'm saying,
right,
man? I mean, hey, man, y'all, man, it's, you know, I'm blessed, man, to have y'all slide through here, man. You know what I'm saying? And talk about y'all music, man. But even more so, man, to hear, you know, you young brothers, man, giving back to the community, because we don't often hear that. We hear a lot of people talking about doing it, man. But the actual factual, man, those simple things, man, just, you know, time. You know, taking time out of your life, man. And you know what I'm saying? Work with, you know, younger kids, man, to let them know, man, there's other things to do. If they don't even get that, just to spend time with them, to provide them with a place to go to, man, other than,
right,
you know what I'm saying,
right,
out on the block, hanging out, man, being influenced by other people. Because as we walk through life as children, man, we are influenced by individuals, man, you know what I'm saying? So it's better that those individuals are on some positive stuff, man, as opposed to, you know, all the negativity they see every day. You know what I'm saying? I spoke earlier, man, about the internet, man, and people bullying and saying whatever they want to say on Twitter or on Facebook or whatever, man. How do y'all feel about that?
I think that's a topic that never ending issue, because I mean, as adults and as peers, we don't really know what's going on day by day, or really see the things that these kids are here seeing. And so it can be as ugly as a person getting, or a kid getting threatened each and every day as they go to school, or as small as a person getting paper balls thrown at. And with so much going on, I mean, that, to me, that's
a very, very hurtful or touchy situation because I've had peers that's been affected by that and that's been lives has been ruined by that. And that's just something that so, we can just change and make better by impacting it by music and impacting it by being more involved with, like you said, time and just spending time in.
Yeah, I mean, because I noticed, like, on Twitter, man, people have no problem with saying just randomly that you an ugly bitch or fuck you, I hope you die, or kill yourself has become, like, a casual thing to say to somebody that you don't know nothing about or know their life or know their struggles.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, just the internet is like buck wild right now, man. It's like the Wild West. Yeah. There's really no laws and no rules about what you can do on there. So, you know, I kind of was wondering what your opinion was about that. You know, I'm going to let the second half of the zombie pack take that part of the question.
That's actually a good topic because I believe when it comes to that, you know, it's wrong to do it. It's most definitely 100% wrong to do it. But people like that feed off of the crowd and they feed off the reaction that they get from others. So when they're on Twitter saying stuff like that and when they're on Twitter promoting stuff like that and you got a crowd retweeting it and clapping to it and laughing at it, you know, it makes it seem like it's right to them. And, you know, nobody sees their face. Nobody knows where they are. So that makes it even more easy for them to do so. I think everybody would just be a little bit more conscious of what we entertain and what we condole in and what we cheer on. It could slow down a lot if everyone would just chip in and step up and say, hey, man, that's not right, or you're taking it a little too far now.
Right.
That's what's up, man. I feel the same way, man. How do you feel this affecting people in their everyday life? Like as far as like people who do stuff like that, do you think that it affects how they treat people or how they allow themselves to be treated, like, as they walk through life on a daily basis?
Man, I honestly think, like, if you think it's okay to do that, it's obviously something wrong with yourself or something wrong with your past, your history. You didn't get the right attention at some point in your life, which made you think that was okay. So, therefore, you take that out on other people. And you got to know better, do better, be better.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, you know, we starting to get to that wind down time, man. So I'll let everybody know, man, where they can follow y'all at Facebook, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, Instagram, Reverb, SoundCloud, whatever, man. Just shout out, man. Let the people know where they can find you at next as well.
All right, well, you can find me on Twitter at DopeFlowPrezzy. DopeFlow Prezzy, PrezzIe. Or you can catch me on Instagram at PrezzyP, PrezzIe, and the letter P.
And I got a Twitter, Instagram. All of my social networks are the same name, which is Cash O McKee, CashoMaki.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. It's really been a pleasure, man, having you two brothers in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all,
definitely.
You know, continue, man, you know, to support us, man. We continue to support y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Tweet us out the website, man. You know what I'm saying? And keep us abreast of what y'all are doing, man. We're most definitely retweeted over here, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been an honor and a privilege, man, to have y'all here, man. You know what
same
I'm
here,
saying?
Same here.
Y'all come back, man. Y'all come back. Gonna get into some music, man, and then come back and have a brief moment, you know what I'm saying, with my crime partner before we get up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hang on, man. You know what I'm saying? It's almost over.
That's all good.
Nobody's my phone, I expect the light to be on. Even though you're long gone, I guess I'm having flashbacks back to when you would call me and say I love you, I miss you, baby, I need you in the worst way. This is my groundhog day, the same thing to see you. So I keep thinking you're calling, this is bad for my health. Even though I have wealth, I can't go back in time to stay before you left me when I could say that you were mine. This chain is crossing the line of border of insanity. Threw my phone to the floor and followed it with profanity. I was cursing your memory, you told that shit go to me. And there's nothing I can do, even though I'm missing you. I tried to get you out my head, I think I just go to bed. But I thought I heard your ringtone, so I ran back to my phone. But it wasn't even on, yeah, I know I lost it now. This is too much to handle, I gotta go sit down. So dear to me, yeah, we had our problems, but now everything's clear to me. It's like I got a second glance, but can I get a second chance? I thought you were ride or die, please give us another try. Staring at my screen, favor wishing that my phone was ringing. And I heard your ringtone, I woke up from a daydream. Maybe I was turned like yes, and my voice can't be dead. So I had to dial your number before sorrow pulled me under. All my days are filled with thunder, lightning and black clouds of rain. Baby, you're my rainbow, please come and take away my pain. I'm not able to maintain, I can't eat and I can't sleep. I can tell in the beginning that my love for you was deep. But now we went our separate ways, and baby, I've been up for days. All I think about is you and everything that we've been through. But you can't deny chemistry, your soul is built into me. I will never let you go, I just want you to know.
I hear your ringtone, even when nobody, nobody.
Hey, back here, man, winding the show down. You know what I'm saying? Me and gonna bring Tootie V up in here, man, for a brief minute before we sign up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? We gotta let her come through and take her bow, man, for working the board for me. You know what I'm saying? And keeping the show running smooth. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. You know what I'm saying? You sound a little tired over there, man. You know what I'm saying? I know it's hard working double duty. No, I had to bring you on the air, man, tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing for me over there, man, how you keeping the show running smooth, man. We still working on the line of communication there to keep things going right, man. I want to shout out A1, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, didn't get a chance to get to you, man, but I appreciate you calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? Supporting the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Try to get you back over here soon, man. You know, get your music played and all that, man, you know. So, tell us what you got planned, man, for the fantastic, the smoothly growing and well-developing bird in flight that is Tootie Bird Central.
Well, we're basically trying to get the time together of the airing of the shows. So, you know, trying to mix it up with my work schedule and getting everything together like it should be with the times and having a set time and making sure we're able to do that and keep our commitment to our artists. So we're working on that, basically. And we, to people who don't know, we're having Grown Folks Business tomorrow morning at noontime. Eastern Standard Time, so make sure you come back over here and check us out for Grown Folks Business, because we're going to be playing some new music, some new artists, and we're going to be getting into some new topics. And we also added another co-host to that show, Country Boy D. Ham is going to be with us too, along with myself and the God Hey Ruth. And we want you guys to call into the show and, you know, give us some questions, give us some answers, and give us some topics you can get into over there on Grown Folks Business, because we need you in order for us to function. So that's important. So make sure you check us out tomorrow at noon for Grown Folks Business, and I'll see you on Manic Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have some guests over there to do some walkthroughs. And that's about it, you know. We're trying to get the thing going.
I mean, don't be shy. Tell them where to find you at. You're number one over there on Reverb, man. You know what I'm saying? You got the light. You know, hey, come on over here and do your little victory dance, Cabbage Patch. You know what I'm saying? Go, Tweety.
Yeah.
Go, Tweety. Go, Tweety.
This is a hot mess. You can find me on Twitter at Tweetybird, BYRD334. Also on Reverb Nation, Tweetybird334. Facebook, everything Tweetybird334. If you Google that or something will come up. And make sure you go over and follow me. And also follow the show when you click on the link. Make sure you click follow and follow us. So we can get our following up over here on Tweetbird Central also. Also, if artists are interested in submitting music to Tweetbird Central, one of our shows, Heru will give you his information for explicit content. But as far as Manic Monday and Grown Folks Business, you can email your track, and that's the track and track name. Please don't send me tracks with track one, track two, because I have no idea the names of those songs. So make sure the names of the songs are attached to your MP3 so I know exactly what the title of the song is. And make sure you send me a little short bio. Tell me a little bit about yourself and a picture. And you can send that to Tweetybird, BYRD334ALA@gmail.com. And make sure you get your submissions in, and we'll get them on the radio.
Yeah, same thing. Submit your music for play on explicit content to the.god.heyru.tbc@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Send it in MP3 form, and as she said, man, you know, tell us what the name of the song is, man. Include your Twitter if you want us to shout you out. You know what I'm saying? Put your show name, you know what I'm saying, your rap name, the name you operate under as an artist, so that we can shout you out, man, as people can follow you. We support you and you support us. Any other things, man, you know what I'm saying, support you, send your music, man. We'll send you information about interviews, et cetera, man. You know what I'm saying? You want to be on the show, man. Allow us to assist you, man, and we're going to be up out of here, man. It's the countdown, man, you know. Thank you for coming, man, and we'll be back, man, with more explicit content. We out. We out.
Game.